Republican Representative James Grant of Tampa wasn't surprised at the long list of lobbyists expressing concerns about his legislation, even though he says it's only peeling back the thinnest layer of government regulation.
There's always the fascinating experience of pro-business, maybe conservative or fiscally conservative-minded people saying, no, keep this regulation in place because it protects me against competition.
Grant's bill isn't exactly radical. It's supported by the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, and it deals with only a handful of the 300 regulated professions in Florida. For example, it would end the licensing or registration requirements for professions like body and hair wrappers, athletic agents, and labor unions.
Should a labor union have to pay for licensure and regulation by the Department of Business and Professional Regulations, or should they be able to go operate on their own with a minimum threshold in place? And my position and the department's position would be that currently the department has probably too much to do with labor unions.
Higher skilled professions like geology and interior design would still have to be licensed, but the bill would get rid of so-called certificates of authorization that are required to practice as a firm. Phil Leary, a lobbyist with the Florida Association of Professional Geologists, warned getting rid of the certificates would invite unfair competition. Here he is a few weeks ago testifying before the Senate Regulated Industries Committee.
All those geology companies in Georgia and Alabama that have that certificate of authorization under their state will come into Florida to do that work, and then our geologists will end up unemployed.
Republican Jeff Brandis of St. Petersburg is the Senate sponsor, and he wasn't buying the argument.
And I think the issue of out-of-state vendors and coming in is malarkey. I don't put any substantive value in that statement at all.
But Brandis reluctantly cleaved geologists from the bill to get it past the committee. He also exempted animal massage and animal acupressure after the Florida Veterinary Medical Association expressed concerns.
This amendment removes the section of the bill that would deregulate animal massage and animal acupressure. You will still need a license to heavily pet your dog.
Actually, the law only requires animal acupressure and animal massage to be done under the supervision of a veterinarian. But Brandis's point remains the same. Professional deregulation bills are controversial because the politics can be so convoluted. Last year, in a case called the North Carolina Board of Dental Examiners versus the Federal Trade Commission, a liberal majority of the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that regulators could be sued for anti-trade violations. The case arose after the dentist on the board shut down unlicensed competitors who were offering discount teeth whitening. Ari Bargle, a lobbyist for the conservative Florida Institute of Justice, praised the ruling when he testified for Brandis's bill.
The call for reforming laws that impinge on economic liberty has never been louder, and the momentum of the last 2 years has brought us very modest bills like this.
Sam Staley, director of the pro-business DeVoe Moore Center at Florida State University, doesn't think the bill goes far enough.
The vast majority of the occupations could be effectively regulated through private certification processes and the market itself, and that the state should increasingly look toward deregulating a whole bunch more occupations than just the ones that are in this bill.
But Samantha Padgett, a lobbyist for the Florida Retail Federation and the Beauty Industry Council, says body wrapping regulation should be left alone because it represents the perfect compromise. Body wrappers aren't licensed, but they must register and take safety courses. Otherwise, she says, people could get sick or hurt.
As your skin is the largest organ of your body, and it can help protect you, but it can also, if it is not treated properly, can open you up to infections and other harmful things like that. We would ask you to carefully consider if this is an area that needs to be deregulated because of a concern for public health, safety, and welfare.
Both bills face at least one more committee stop before reaching the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.